This is episode 3 of the Sports Blizzard, a special early edition since our guy Hollis has to make an appearance. By the way, you look sexy as hell right now.
Well, thank you. I try.
Is that like velvet? Is that a velvet jacket?
I did want to
It is crushed
That's
velvet.
Beautiful.
Crushed
what is
velvet?
It is crushed velvet.
There you go.
All right, you guys, we have shortened the name moving forward. We're just going to be the Sports Blizzard because Diaz is bitching that it's too long.
Yeah, that's me. Right, me.
Somebody can't crunch the number.
That's it. Everybody, real quick. Miller Lite, Yards Brewery. We're looking right at them from atop our beautiful Northern Liberty studio. If you guys are drinking Miller Lite, please continue to do so. If you're not drinking Miller Lite, drink Yards. If you're not drinking Yards, drink Miller Lite and stay within that vicious circle. Also, don't forget, for those that don't drink beer or just want a little change of place, make sure you drink as much stateside vodka as you possibly can. Distilled right here in beautiful Fishtown. That is premium vodka right here in Philadelphia and good friends of the program. Bucks County Baseball Company, thanks for providing the gloves for all the idiots that forgot that it was going to be 35 degrees during the game on Sunday night. Our boy Mike McVeigh over 422 Jeep Limerick. Walk in talking sports, walk out with a new Jeep. All the Cavanaugh's restaurants, Riverdeck, Head House on South Street, Rittenhouse between 18th and 19th on Sansom. Our good friend Paul working the basement bar. And, of course, our old stomping grounds, Diaz and I, up in University City, the 39th and Sansom Cavanaugh's, run by our good friend Brian Pavlicek. Don't forget about all the beautiful ladies at the Lilas who were at our tailgate this Sunday. That was an impressive showing by the Delilah's girls.
Yeah, it pretty much was.
Yeah, and it was the A-Squad.
Yeah, can we bring them out to the warm weather game sometime, you know? I mean, it's great. Thank you. Thank you so much.
The third string comes out on a hot game.
I don't know. It was whatever it was. I'm glad this is the first one they showed up for with us. But as well, our friends Bourbon Blue, number 2 Rector Street down at the bottom of the hill in Manayunk. Also, the Bayou and Cactus. Bayou has the best wings in the city. Make sure you try a margarita over at Cactus. The Manayunk Sport and Social Club, which is run by the boys that own the Bayou and Cactus. And don't forget about our good friend Ken Davies with City Fitness Philadelphia. Locations in Northern Liberty's Graduate Hospital, South Philly Fishtown, Logan Square, and Market East. Boys, I don't even know where to fucking start.
Ooh. Well, I can help you.
Please.
Would you like me to help you? This is the lowest point I think we've been in quite some time. And when I say low, I mean scum of the earth, past scum of the pond. I feel like total shit. The best way to describe that, the feeling that we have is like you let these cockroaches come out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
Because it's really about the rivalry. It's really about winning this game, but it's also about our season. But had we arrived? Had we got over the hangover of being Super Bowl champions? And it still looks like that we haven't gotten over there yet, because in this game, the defense came out to play in the first half, and they was like, "Well, fuck it!" In the second half, since they didn't play in the first half, we gonna sit down. And they took their foot off the pedal, and the offense started playing, but then their defense made a few plays here and there, which they're going to do because they're paid, and it just pissed me off to no end how we just screwed the pooch in that game.
It was also the ability to land a knockout punch.
Right.
It completely put the Cowboys out of the season.
Right.
Out of this season. You know, and in week 10.
Right.
You know, and that's you don't have that ability very often.
No.
If things go
the way that I think they're going to go, we're going to have a chance again. But are we going to step up to the plate?
I don't know. You know what it feels like? It feels kind of like just what you said. It was going to be a knockout punch for Dallas's season, which that's always great. And then all of a sudden, it's almost the reverse. We've been riding these good times, this like utter faith, confidence for over a year. I mean, since the Carolina game last year, all the way through the playoffs, Super Bowl. So coming back, we're like, it's okay. We'll be fine. We'll be 4-4. This is great. You know, and now we're tied with that. Now we're third.
Oh, God.
You know, now we're third in the East. We lost to Dallas. We propelled them up a spot, us down a spot, and just to kind of let the air out of the building. That's over. All right, on to something new.
Well, more than anything, yes, I feel like the difference between last year and this year, more than anything else, is it don't feel like they have anything to play for. It's like we're defending champs. Our backs are no longer against the wall. We're the best. And deal with it. And now everyone, they're taking everyone's best shot. And unfortunately, they're not showing up.
Yeah. And you That's guys might have too, might, yeah. might have been wondering why I have a topic called Showcase on the run sheet. And it goes right to what Pops just yeah. said. You guys have showcased your Super Bowl victory once, in my opinion, and that was the Atlanta game.
Right.
That was it. All right. And that was one play away from
they won.
But here's the deal: the team elected to not go down to the White House,
right,
which
right.
I still think is the dumbest fucking move ever.
Yeah,
I waited an entire lifetime to see them go to the White House. Don't care whether or not you like the president. Oh, don't
no.
care.
Oh, no, that's
what your political view is. You get to be highlighted in front of the free fucking world.
Exactly. When you said that, it kind of pissed me off to no end because as a player, I didn't give a fuck who was in office. I wouldn't let that motherfucker fuck up my time. I'm on a tour.
Right.
I'm gonna let that motherfucker fuck up my
time. Right.
It's not his house.
He's renting it. It's gonna be ours. I would have went there like it's like. Right. And then, not only that, you do that, and then you go and this is to what you're saying about the showcase. It's not a fucking showcase. Each and every week is a fucking playoff game. It's a Super Bowl for the team you're playing. Why? Because you are the Super Bowl champions. It's their Super Bowl. They having a parade after they kick your ass. And that's what's been going on this entire season. We've been rolling our fucking helmets out there, acting like we better than we actually are, instead of going out there, kicking their ass, and showing them who's the boss. And we just let them kick our ass. It's not even funny no more.
It's... First of all... Let's bring up one other quick topic.
Okay.
All right. Peter King, just...
Why do people still do this? And where are the other media types that can get in his face? Like, it's just
exactly.
a ridiculous
Thank
comment.
You.
It's a ridiculous comment.
He said Bush League.
Yeah.
All right, first of all, the only thing that's Bush is those teeth you're rocking
exactly.
coming out of Alaska.
Yeah.
All right? Because, dude, at least brush them, polish them,
yeah,
do something.
Bush League. Go ahead, tell him what he said. He basically said that...
It was Bush League of Eagles fans to boo their team on the way out during halftime, which obviously this fucking jerk off, who is the sports writer,
he sucks ass.
He calls himself the guru or something.
He's got some. Guru,
he obviously had not watched any other game this season because it's been the same broken fucking record.
Right.
And coincidentally enough, on my Facebook feed today, memory popped up from 7 years ago,
right.
where, it was the front of the Daily News, and it was, Andy, we know, you got to do a better job. Now Doug is starting to sound like a broken record. And you know what? Here's the deal. Yeah, you get a hall pass,
but
only for so fucking long. Because now what you're not doing,
right.
you're not even playing football.
But this is the thing that I think that's pissing everybody off. Acknowledge the fucking truth. Don't be talking about you got to do better. Just say I fucked up. You fucked up. And with the Peter King shit, Bush League my ass, people pay hard-earned money to come out there and see a fucking football game.
Thank you.
Have you done for me lately league. If you go out there and you screw the pooch like that week in and week out, your ass is going to be on the unemployment line.
That's the same thing. It's the Chip Kelly era back in full stride.
I know. It's like,
they started off so slow in every game. What
fuck you waiting on? Okay. That's what you want. What are you waiting on?
So, Diaz, what do you think is the reason for the slow start?
You were getting into it right here. They just don't have it in that un.
They don't have the
fire. They just don't have it.
You know what? It's the still the Andy Reid type thing where you think you're the smartest midget in the room. And it's like
he really got it.
How the hell?
By the panel on the Sports Blizzard.
We apologize to all the little people out there.
Is in fact the views expressed by the host.
but when you look at the way they come out, what the fuck are you running a play action fake for when you haven't run the ball yet? In the first series.
And then you said that on the show before the game.
Yeah.
And last week.
Yeah, don't do that. All you're doing is wasting the quarterback's time. You wasting his time. His back is turned to me, and I'm on that ass like stank on shit.
And aren't the first 15 plays scripted anyway?
Yeah, exactly.
Are we back to that?
Yeah. But everybody does it.
Was that last year too?
No, everybody does that.
Everyone
the first
does
15,
that.
Unless you break that mold, unless you go 3 and out, then you shit can the first 15.
Are you that lazy? Is that what that is? Because that's what it sounds like to me.
It's a template.
Yeah.
It's also good to get everyone on
this. It's a West Coast template. In those first 15, what they're hoping to do is get 21 points. If they get 21 points, they up on that ass, and it's time to run the ball down your throat. That's what the first 15
and they do
are.
It for the first half and the second half, I believe.
Yeah, the second half is
depends on how it went.
Yeah,
the first.
It depends on how it went in the first, and it's a counterattack, but it's a counterattack on the plays that worked. So, but it's just kind of they need to start using more of the plays that are working. They quit going to crap over and over again. If they keep running a 235-pound back outside instead of running downhill at these sons of bitches, I don't get that. You got Josh Adams. He's 230 pounds. What the hell is he running sideways for?
I got something. I was thinking about this today, if I can, on Hollis's point. You know, I said this on Twitter and got a little bad reaction from the diehards. And I hear you.
Good.
I hear you. Okay. But I'm like, you know, it's okay not having Nick Chubb right now because we've got Nick Foles sitting on our bench. Ooh. You know, and that's the 35th pick that was supposedly offered, the fourth pick in the second round.
Right.
From Cleveland, and we said no. And they have Nick Chubb, and we've got a Nick Chubb size hole on our team.
Well, if you run Josh Adams, Josh Adams.
But Nick Chubb's fast, man.
Yeah, fast my ass. Get out of here. He's with Cleveland. Get the hell out of here. I like Josh Adams a little bit better.
You saw him at Georgia. He was freaking good.
He was a 1-2 punch with Swift.
Do we have to look at Carson Wentz on this a little bit? Because
you do have to look at him. Did he rush back? He's making some bad decisions now that we hadn't seen in the past, and people are starting to you're on, what he has to realize also is that in the NFL you're on tape now, so when you stare down the fucking receiver, they're looking at that. This is like the thing that happened in the Jaguar game where he's staring down the receiver, and clearly the running back is open on a wheel route. You can't do that. You have to use your eyes to trick some people. So it's a lot of times like he threw the pick. He got it, that guy over there, because he was looking.
Right.
He was watching the whole night.
Right.
You can't – in NFL, this is not high school, this is not college. These guys are watching your eyes. These guys are watching your eyes.
I'm going to reel you back every time, Big Dog.
Okay, well, the guys are watching. What you have to realize, too, is everybody on defense, especially when they call a zone defense, those guys are watching your eyes, and you can either you can win with it or you can lose with it.
Right.
A lot of times we've been losing with it because he's been gotten to exactly where he's throwing the ball at. And when you do that, not only is there one guy watching your eyes, you got to realize there's a linebacker on the next level watching your eyes, and there's probably a defensive lineman watching your eyes just so he can tip the pass. So it's a catch 22. They're starting to hone in on him.
Oh, I thought you were about to say.
I saw an interesting stat. I don't understand how someone's got to really sit me down and explain the formula for QB rating, because this was, they said, I think the Eagles account had sent it out that this is the first Carson Wentz has thrown for 5 100-plus rating, QB rating, the first time in team history. And I'm like, man, he hasn't been playing terrible at all, but like he's been throwing few picks, have some fumbles and stuff like this. Like,
how he had one pick in five games.
Yeah, but this is what I tell you about QBR.
In Jacksonville, there was a pick too.
Yeah, there was a pick in Jacksonville.
There was a fumble
and a pick. He threw a pick into the end zone.
Yeah, he threw a pick at Jalen Ramsey. That was the only one though in five games.
Yeah, but then he just threw one this game.
Yeah.
But like, how do you get over 100 when you do that?
Because you offset it with the touchdowns. But what I will tell you is all that shit is null and void unless you get the victory. Because last year when we kicked Denver's ass, guess who they said the best player on the field was? Fucking Von Miller. He just had a 50 burger hung on you, and you're supposedly you're on defense.
Right.
How the hell are you the best player on the field?
Right.
At that time during that game. So all those numbers, you can shit can all those numbers to me. The only number that counts is the W.
Because you got guys like Flacco. When they won the Super Bowl, he was 26th in the league in rating, and that was one above Michael Vick, which was like when he was with the Eagles. A lot of that stuff doesn't really.
Yeah, it doesn't equate to victories.
I thought like 2011 that The dream team year, man. Oh, that was a disappointment.
You know what killed the dream team, really? And a lot of people don't realize it. Hiring fucking Howard Mudd.
Oh, really?
He went to all those little-ass offensive linemen that were getting their asses handed to him.
Yeah,
it's like, I was looking, I was like, man, I want to play them. They took Jamal Jackson out the middle. They put Kelsey in, who's serviceable now. But back then he was small, so about tight end size. Man, he'd love to play against him just to push the ass around. That's Michael Vick got hit the most times that year of any other quarterback probably in history.
Offensive line,
yeah.
And that was one of the, that was during his Andy Reid's downtime.
Yeah,
you know, he wanted lighter, quicker.
So what do we? So what do we do now? I mean, what do we do now? What's in the war? Like this is. I know you're excited.
Well,
No.
I wish I was going to New Orleans. I'm not done nitpicking game yet.
Because
If you know where my seats are, I'm almost dead center end zone, first row on the Jumbotron.
Oh dear Lord!
All right, so I'm watching this like I'm watching Madden football.
Oh yeah.
All right, and it's third and two.
No, oh, fuck sticks.
And Dallas is coming our way.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the defensive spread, and it's bigger than Strahan's teeth.
Damn.
Wide nine.
Yeah.
Wide nine.
With no linebacker.
Yeah.
Jordan Hicks, I don't even know where he is.
Yeah,
he's not ready to clog up anything if they decide to run up the gut. But even if they did, it wouldn't matter because all the tackles would have to do is push out.
Is
And it's like Moses parting the Red fucking Sea.
Yeah, but third and two sometimes a lot. You see, they pass right.
You know what? Dak.
Yeah.
Could have walked up to the line.
Right.
Snapped under center and just. Pushed right behind.
Yeah, but he's not that smart. See, what you call it? Tom Brady and Drew Brees. If you don't cover those gaps, they're the kind of quarterbacks that'll do that. When you go against him, it's the thing that pissed me off is like we lost. In the first half, the thing that pissed me off was in the second half we did not pressure him like we did in the first half. It's like we took our foot off the gas
again. Yeah. But here's you're right and you're wrong.
Right.
All right, you're right in the fact that we did pressure him, but we still pressured him with our front four.
Yeah, but no. When I say pressure, you send more than your front four. When I say pressure,
did you see much blitzing?
No, in the first half, there was about five or six. Yeah,
there was nothing in the second half.
Absolutely nothing. And then that stick shit. They keep talking about the stick shit. To me, I'm not going to give you a chance to carve up my weak ass secondary. I'm going to pressure bust pipes. I'm going to make you throw the ball, and I'll make the
play. You have to get pressure.
Pressure bust pipes. It's like if you cut the head off of snake, can the rest of the body still survive? You cut the motherfucking head off, and you
he's got him all, man.
Watch the body flail around. If you cut the head snake,
I'm going to get a hat.
Can the body still survive?
All right, so
I know.
Listen, man, what's this supposed to do on Sunday? What are we going to do here on Sunday?
I don't think we're there yet. And I know we've got a short show, but
yeah. There's a couple of other nitpicking things I know you want to.
There is some other things I want to nitpick about, and we've talked about the White House. We're looking at our run sheet right now. Mm-hmm. We talked about the White House. We talked about how this team doesn't seem like they've been hungry in any way, shape, or form. But there's two more items. I'm going to go to players again.
Okay.
All right. Dallas gets down before halftime.
Right.
All right. And they're running that play on the goal line.
Right.
And Chris Long and Fletcher Cox are not even back past the line of scrimmage.
Right.
If you look at Fletcher Cox after that ball was snapped,
he didn't
fucking move. He didn't get down. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, see, that's also remember the other week we were talking about Bo Allen and Vinnie Curry, the depth we had.
But here's the thing: you had a timeout.
Yeah,
you had a timeout.
We did. Have a timeout.
I mean, at the very least, get some wind back, get some fresh players in there, try to goal line stop them.
Yeah,
hold them to three. Yeah, do something.
Yeah, they are really giving up the rhythm in those situations.
And so where's the coaching there?
Because you can't. Because another thing too that you're probably missing is you can't fucking take those timeouts to the next half. You can't.
Yeah.
They're not.
I think they carry
you,
over.
Yeah, you use those.
And in all fairness to Doug, it was a welcome change of pace because I thought that was going to be an issue that we were going to see as an Andy Reid neophyte.
Well, yeah,
but his clock management has not been.
It's not been bad, but in that situation,
and he's
right
usually
there.
Saving his timeouts for the end.
But that is the time, even if they're not winded.
Yeah, get
just,
your bearings.
Just use it. Yeah,
at least get a plan together.
Yeah,
don't just let him. Don't just
and,
bend
and
over.
Dak
and
just basically walked in.
Pretty much. Yeah.
And you're watching this play, and you're going, "Are you fucking kidding me?
Are you giving up?
You just gave up.
Yeah, that play, I think they gave up.
Yeah, a couple of plays before that, though, like those two passes where the guys were wide open was ridiculous.
Yeah,
like how the hell you let them catch the ball,
McLeod,
and get out of bounds?
McLeod,
we missing McLeod like nobody's business.
This secondary is Darby just
went down too.
Darby's out for the season.
They said
Jalen Mills should be out for the season if he's not.
If he's not, he should be.
Sidney Jones, they said, might be back. I mean, it's a player. See, at this point, it's a player.
Hey, you know what? If you're going to go Rasul Douglas and Sidney Jones, that's what they were drafted for.
Yeah, right. Pretty much. Yeah.
At least see what they got and move on.
I want to see what they got because
I'd like to see Rasul.
Yeah, I love to see him, especially in a I'm not going to get pulled role. It's like because you see every time he goes in there, he's I'm going to get pulled. So it's like you're really not really concentrating.
Can't get into rhythm.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, but does he know the playbook like that?
Oh, they all
cover
do.
Cover the motherfucker in front of you. What else?
Hey, yeah.
Like J.L. Mills did not practice today. J.L. Mills did not practice today.
Okay.
Great. So it is going to be.
That's like Monty.
It's like
fly ball caught.
Too high. It's not going out.
And the Saints, I believe they just signed Brandon Marshall as well.
Yeah, they signed Brandon Marshall.
But that was kind of like telegraphed. Yeah. Oh,
wait,
yeah.
Where was Brandon Marshall? He was still playing.
He was with Seattle. They let him go.
I
was talking to someone on Sunday. They were like, they'll just sign Dez tomorrow. I'm like, really? You think so?
What are they trying to accomplish with loading up on these receivers?
They don't have three on the active roster.
Thomas got like 70, close to 80 catches.
The three that they have, Thomas is a stud.
Yeah.
But you just need another one to rotate in.
The other two are.
Because it's like if you kicking somebody's ass, you don't want the stud in there still doing special teams and shit. So it's like it's one of those things where you need another guy to come in there and spell them.
Yeah, because Ted Ginn got hurt.
He jump off.
Of course, Dez got hurt, but I think the other two might either be first or second year players.
Yeah, they had injury problems, I thought.
Yeah, a few of them. I didn't know they did. Yeah, a few of them.
Yeah, because Thomas has almost double the amount of catches than everybody else on the team.
He deserves them. He's a stud.
Yeah, he's a stud. The weird thing is, we going into this game, and I don't know if you remember a couple of years back going into the New England game. We thought we was going to go down there and get our ass kicked.
Yeah,
it kind of feels like
we went up there.
Yeah, we went up there. It kind of feels like one of those same situations. I'm hoping it's the same situation.
Where our fourth string running back fumbled the ball on that drive, and we had to go put up
with
Tom.
Who was that?
38 or 32?
Kenyon Barner.
2015,
he just got released.
Right? 2015.
He just got released.
Yeah.
He just got released from who was he with?
He's with San Diego, I believe.
What did he with San Diego?
I think he went to the Patriots.
No, it wasn't the Patriots.
When Michelle got
he just got released like this past week. Really? I want to say it was with Miami.
He's gonna play because he returned punts.
Yeah, he returned punts. Yeah,
that'll solidify his.
But he's not on the roster yet, though. So.
No, he's not.
Nah.
Well, besides that, and as soon as we talk about this one other. Fucking chirp that I have. Philadelphia, it's no secret that none of us really care for Chris Collinsworth.
No, he's an ass.
Guy's a fucking douchebag.
Big time.
But I've always had a tremendous amount of respect for Al Michaels because he doesn't really.
Not me.
He's a dick. Al Michaels is a dick.
I mean, it's gotten to the point to where when you have different coaches like John Madden. He had his favorite players.
Yeah.
But when you have a commentator just basically
sucking the other team off.
Yep.
Yeah, just jock riding. It makes you almost hate the other team. It's like, damn, are you traveling with this team? and you see it all the time from Tony Romo to the other Cowboys, Witten, and also Troy Aikman.
Well, Troy has found a fine line between that. The funniest shit I saw was Michael Irvin when they played last Monday night. Michael Irvin up there sweating like he had.
Yeah, that was classic.
It's like sweating. I was like, dude, sit your happy ass down.
He might have been a little high.
He was
cracky tails.
Well, I don't know. Those of us that were at the game didn't hear this, but you know we heard it later on.
Okay.
When Al decided he was going to be kind enough to point out that Philadelphia is a what have you done for me lately, and he said, "To hell with the Lombardi Trophy," in a smart ass remark.
He's a bit of a dick.
Hey, Al, shut the fuck up.
I don't get what's the proper response when your team is playing poorly, and it's the same problem. Well, like, we're in week 10.
Here's the deal. Players aren't taking accountability for it. Coaches aren't taking accountability for it. Yeah. The commentators don't fucking give a shit. They're trying to keep their jobs. So who's gonna take accountability?
Right.
The fans. The fans are gonna hold you accountable. And fuck you if you don't like my boo.
Exactly. Yeah, and you know why? You know why nobody should have a motherfucking thing to say about a fan saying something? Because the fans are the ones that go out and pay for the tickets. The fans are the ones that keep.
They're the ones that keep drinking Miller Lite. Yeah. They're the ones that keep drinking Bud Light. Yeah. They're the ones that keep buying fucking gear from Fanatics.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. It doesn't move without us.
Exactly.
And if you guys are going to get offended, okay.
Yeah, get yourself that somewhere.
Then let's call it the MFL, the Millennial Football League.
I just say we also cheer the loudest. Yeah, when you're doing well, no one's going to do better for you. We're the greatest fans in town. If you're not even showing the effort. If you're not showing effort or being sloppy, it's effort and being sloppy.
This is
dumb mistakes. Like, not talent stuff. Just like, you guys are better than this, man. Boo. Yeah. You know, that's it. That's all it was.
As a former player, I often marvel when somebody surprised that your home team boos. If you give them something to fucking cheer about, then they won't be booing. Get off your ass and do your job, and they won't be booing. You're a grown man. Nobody's gonna coddle you.
You heard Josh Norman.
What Josh Norman said?
He ripped his own. He ripped Washington
fans too. Said they didn't cheer
at all.
He said they play better on the road.
He'd rather play the rest of the games. You know, rest of their games on the road.
Well, with the shit that they have been feeding them up until this point, it's like, what do you want to do, into a false sense of hope?
Right,
they've been sticking up the joint for years.
Well, they've been winning. Now
they win it. Yeah, but it's like they've been winning it in other years at the beginning, and then stick up the joint.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
It's like you got to actually give fans something to cheer about.
What's worse than booing is just utter indifference. Yeah. What do they want?
Yeah.
Just people to show up and have a good time and just sit there and like, yeah, they didn't score. Oh yeah, the other team scored. That's a shame. Like, is that not what they want?
Back up the truck.
So we're gonna cheer loud, and when you're not playing the way we think you could, we're gonna boo. It's more about the effort part of it than it is about
anything else.
The play. If they're playing like this, and they just weren't that good, and we all knew that they weren't that good, then it's like, all right, well, let's hope some of these guys get better for when we are good. But right now, these guys are way better than this.
Yeah. We know that. And they're better coached, and they're better disciplined.
Yeah, and I think that's what's pissing everybody off.
That's right.
Because we've seen them do better, and we know that they can do better.
You guys, we're going to take a quick one-song break. Be back on the Sports Blizzard right after this. All right, back from break here on the Sports Blizzard. It's always fun when we go to break.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Well,
it was until that took place. Looks like we got our first call in of the day. Let's see if this works. You're on the Sports Blizzard. Who the hell are you, and where are you calling from?
My name's Dan Flynn, and I'm calling from River Ridge, Louisiana.
Cut that line. Cut that line, Quimby. Cut that line. We don't need to talk to Dan Flynn New Orleans, Louisiana.
Dan is our man with the plan. Dan is our tailgate tour.
Liaison?
In New Orleans. Not the liaison. He's the whole fucking thing.
Oh, sweet.
Dan, how you doing, brother? Good to talk to you for the seventh time today?
Yeah. Seventh, eighth, ninth time today.
Yeah. You guys are pals.
Hey, Flynn. Good luck down there. You're gonna really have 19 different conversations with Quimby over the next 3 days. I'm sure of it.
19. I think honestly, I almost had 19 today. Yeah. Brutal.
Diaz, it sounds like you're jealous.
Oh no, trust me. It is. It's vacation.
It does, right?
It's not, Club Med up here this week. No Quimby.
Sounds like you're moist as Ducky Hines.
Oh, no, it's great.
I got a great phone call from Dan earlier, and as he told me that he's at the shrimp and catfish place getting ready.
Cool. Oh, that sounds good.
For the shrimp boil on Sunday. Hey, Dan, just for all of our listeners, because there's a bunch of people tuning in right now, really appreciate everything you're doing for us, brother.
No problem. Love you guys.
It is most appreciated, sir. And looking forward to it, Dan. Sorry.
Do you guys know I'm a Philadelphian, right? Northeast Philly,
yeah.
Father's
Day. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we get it.
We all know. They all know. Hollis might not have known, and Pops might not have known, but they know now.
I know now.
Yeah.
I'll be sure. Were you down there when I was with the Saints?
Yeah, he was.
Yes,
okay.
I was.
Okay.
I've been down here for almost 11 years.
Okay, cool. This is cool town.
Dan, I do need one favor from you, and that is at the tailgate, I do need one handle of Johnny Walker Black.
Better make it three.
Just do one. I'm recovering.
He's recovering.
Just
right
one.
Now.
Just one.
Yeah. Recovering from last night.
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah. We'll go with that. London.
London was a machine. I don't know what was going on.
Yeah. Bad. Really bad pork.
Dan, so tell us what's the environment like down there right now? Are people kind of amped up for their Saints? I would imagine it's got to be pretty crazy down there right now.
Yeah, they're acting like it's 2009, 2010 all over again.
They should be.
They're playing the best of the NFL right now, and but you know they're all over their Saints right now. It's every place you go, everything you do is Saints right now, and that's kind of the way they are down here. I'm not calling them fair weather, but when they're good, their fans are all over it.
I think the overall sentiment about the Saints has been pretty good since Katrina.
Yeah. I was part of the reopening when he said I think the fans kind of remind you of a smaller Philly because I couldn't go anywhere around there because one, they knew that I came from Philly and we had beat them before a few times down there before,
right,
when they were playing. And I was happy to get me. And then we also ended up winning that year and taking it all the way to the NFC Championship game, losing the goddamn Chicago sons of bitches.
Yeah,
Rex Grossman.
Rex Gross.
Sexy Rex. But in any event, it was like.
You were on that team.
Yeah, I was on that team.
Lost to Rex.
Yeah, Rex Grossman was horrible. It's like, but you know what I learned at that game particular? It's like the coach knows what the fuck he's talking about sometimes, because he distinctly told every running back and every receiver that this team is known to strip. Get your ass down. I got another play in the holster to get you 15 to 20 more yards. And what happens the very first play of the game? Rustling with them instead of getting down, fumble.
Fumble.
Yep. And a few plays that we fumbled, and then we had an Achilles heel where we gave up. Rexy made a couple of plays here and there, so.
Yeah.
But no, that game was more.
Hey, Hollis. Yeah. First of all, nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you, too, sir.
Those Saints fans down here still complain to this day. I'm not lying. Still complain to this day about the way the Chicago Bears fans treated them that day.
The Chicago Bears fans still to this day.
It's hilarious.
They was acting fucked up too.
Really?
Because they thought we was going to win because we had their ass on the ropes because their quarterback sucked ass. He threw up a lucky prayer.
Oh, yeah.
And our secondary coach, a lot of people don't know this, our secondary coach didn't know his asshole from his ear hole, and he was dumping back a rock. So our secondary was pretty much calling their own defense. Our secondary was pretty much calling their own defenses. And we kind of ran a blitz, and they got caught out of position. And you know, that's why you have to know what everybody's doing on every level. That's why I've always predicated myself on knowing what everybody's supposed to do, so I know what I can and can't do. So it was, and their fans were acting shitty too.
Really?
Yeah, especially after they won.
Did you play at all with when Shockey was on the team?
Yeah, Shockey was my guy.
You know, there's history with him and I.
Really?
Yeah.
I still talk to Shockey. I had to ask about that.
Tell him Quimby said hi and see what he says.
Okay, because he came to the Saints.
We all know what he'll say.
What he'll say? Yes.
Well, in 2009,
right,
the year guys went to the Super Bowl,
right,
I rented his penthouse when he played.
Oh, okay.
And he gave me a fair deal,
right,
and then turned around and tried to fuck me the following year
by
adding $2,000 more a month to my rent. And I walked into the place,
uh-huh,
and it was destroyed.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, dude, you know, you could take your $7,000 a month and shove it straight up your ass.
It was a recession.
Well, now, you know, I was cracking.
It was a housing crisis.
It's like, yeah, I don't know. But I
used to get fucking hammered together.
Yeah, me and
not to mention amongst other
after practice
things.
After practice, doing tour.
Dude, him and I on 4th of July in 2010 was just not right.
I brought
brand new meaning to the term 50-yard line. What's that, Dan? Go ahead. You can tell everybody anything you know.
Yeah, I was at the Borgata one night, yeah, obviously years ago, when Mr. Shockey played for the Giants. And he sat next to him and loaded at the blackjack table. He sits next to me. I literally stood up on my chair, and did fly eagles fly while flapping my arms. He laughed it off. He laughed it off and thought it was funny, blah, blah, blah. He pretty much left pretty much after. Well, fast forward to the Bulldog. I'm sure Hollis knows the Bulldog on Magazine Street down here.
Yeah.
I'm out there having some beers one night, and in comes a couple of the Saints and Jeremy Shockey. And he's right next to me, and of course, again, I'm loaded. And I stood up in my chair and said, "Hey, Jeremy, remember this from the Borgata?" And he stands up and he goes, "You know something? I do, and I still fucking hate that song."
That's great. That's awesome. Yeah. Love that.
Yes, you know, and then he did shots, right?
So, yeah, of course. Yeah,
no, if you're with Dan, you're doing shots.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Dan, hey, so